VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A suicide bomber barreled into a crowd outside a restaurant in the northern Syrian town of Manbij Wednesday and blew himself up, killing at least four Americans and raising questions about what happens once American forces pull out for good. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The U.S.-led coalition says the U.S. troops were conducting a routine patrol when they were hit by an explosion. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. It's the first instance of U.S. casualties since President Trump announced his intention to withdraw troops from Syria last month.
In the statement late Wednesday, the U.S. military said a civilian employee and a defense contractor were also killed in the explosion. Vice President Mike Pence, however, is claiming that the Islamic State caliphate has crumbled and the militant network has been defeated.
Thanks to the leadership of this commander-in-chief and the courage and sacrifice of our armed forces, we're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home. The caliphate has crumbled, and ISIS has been defeated.
In a speech Wednesday at the State Department, Pence defended President Trump's decision to withdraw the 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria. Critics, however, say the pullout is premature. Kenya's president has vowed to track down terrorists who staged a deadly assault Tuesday on a hotel and office complex in an upscale suburb of the capital city. President Uhuru Kenyatta said all attackers have been eliminated and warned that his government is launching an aggressive manhunt for all those involved. Police say at least 21 people were killed at the complex, where surveillance video showed at least four gunmen walking through the parking lot as the siege began. This is VOA News. Security forces in Zimbabwe arrested a pastor and political activist at his home in the capital Harare Wednesday as the nationwide anti-government strike entered its third and final day. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA that NGOs and opposition parties are accusing the police and army of assaulting protesters.
On Wednesday, armed police surrounded the home of Pastor Ivan Mawarire before arresting him for helping organize a three-day stay-at-home strike to protest Zimbabwe's 150% fuel hike. On Wednesday, more than 200 protesters were brought to court, and more are expected Thursday to face charges of violence.
Federal prosecutors are investigating Huawei Technologies, the world's largest telecommunications equipment maker, for allegedly stealing trade secrets from U.S. businesses. The Wall Street Journal reported on Wednesday that prosecutors could soon issue an indictment. Citing people familiar with the matter, the journal said one area of investigation is the technology behind a device that T-Mobile uses for testing smartphones. Wednesday marked day 26th of a partial shutdown of the U.S. government, and despite some fresh bipartisan discussion on ending the impasse, there's no sign of any breakthrough. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman reports.
In recent days, Democrats have ignored U.S. President Donald Trump's invitations to speak with him about ending the record government closure. But on Wednesday, seven Democrats from the House, members of the Problem Solvers Caucus, joined Republicans in the White House Situation Room. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders calls the meeting constructive and says the administration looks forward to more discussions. Trump wants billions of dollars authorized by lawmakers to build a border wall along the southern border with Mexico, calling it a national security priority. Democrats dispute that assertion and say they will not negotiate about the wall until the president first agrees to reopen the government. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Speaker of the U.S. House, Nancy Pelosi, suggested Wednesday that President Trump delay his State of the Union address planned for later this month unless the record-setting partial government shutdown ends this week. Alternatively, she said, he could present the speech in writing. Pelosi cited security preparations needed for the annual high-profile event before Congress, which is scheduled for January 29th. Trump's security detail has been working without pay. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.